Welcome to this week's edition of the Dan Rayburn Podcast, the show that curates the streaming media industry news that matters most, unvarnished, unscripted, and providing you with the factual data you need to know without any of the hype, the pulse of the streaming media industry.
Welcome to the Dan Rayburn Podcast with co-host Mark Donegan. For this special edition, Mark and I are doing a quick little preview of the NAB Show Streaming Summit and what attendees can expect to see over 2 days of the show. Mark, we've got almost 40 sessions.
It's amazing.
You've 70 done a good speakers.
Job getting everybody booked.
I am extremely happy with the program this year. We're 3 weeks out from today when we're recording this on Friday, March 22nd, and I have only two speakers whose headshots I'm waiting for to add to the website. But other than that, the program is completely closed out.
Amazing.
We've got a lot of great content, so I thought it would be helpful for those that are attending or thinking of attending. Let's just break down real quickly some of the most interesting sessions that we're going to have. So for those that maybe haven't been to the NAB Show Streaming Summit, the Streaming Summit will be 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, April 15th and 16th in the West Hall. It's on the first floor this year. So just as you go into the West Hall on the left-hand side where the big registration is,
yeah,
we are right there in the hallway.
It's a good location.
It's a great location, yeah. Easy to get to from the show floor. You can bounce back and forth. And on Monday, we're going to have three tracks. You know, one of the tracks is going to be AI-focused only, AI demos and presentations. Mm-hmm. And then day two, we're going to have two tracks. So one of the things I wanted to do this year, Mark, was really highlight AI where we can actually see things in action. Mm. You know, it's very easy to talk AI, but it's very hard to understand what does it actually mean for an attendee who might want to implement AI in some portion of the video workflow, ingestion into delivery. So while I really never want nor allow, and people know this about me, allow sales pitches of any kind, for the AI demo track, we actually do want sales pitches in the degree that we want demos.
That's right.
So we've got some great
showing
companies.
The real stuff, you know.
Yeah. Show it to us. What does it do? How do you purchase this?
That's
also,
right.
AI is a technology. It's not a product. It's part of a larger platform. Hmm. So we've got some great AI sessions that are talking to everything from naturally, not surprisingly, transcoding, mm-hmm. Both live and on demand, how it ties into capturing video production for sports specifically, how it ties into advertising. A lot of things in the workflow in terms of cloud scheduling, play out, closed captioning, automated VOD syndication. That's another very interesting one, I think. Jan Ozer is also going to do something where he's going to look at what he's calling beyond the hype. What's the real AI use case today for some of these video technologies and what is not? We also have some presentations about how publishers are using this in the media and content supply chain tied to data. Mm-hmm. So some really great presentations here. So that's day one. The AI track is just the first day. And then also some of the fireside keynote chats this year that I'll be doing, I'll be sitting with Phil Weiser. Phil is the EVP and CTO, head of multi-platform operations at Paramount Global. Mm. So we're going to talk about the current and future trends in AI and media, which should be very interesting. Phil's an OG. He's been in the space a long time.
Yeah.
Loves talking about AI. So I'll sit with him on that. And then day two in the morning, I'm going to be doing two keynote fireside chats. One is going to be with B.A. Winston, who's VP of Technology at Amazon Prime Video.
That's going to be one to not miss.
That'll be interesting. I looked it up. B.A. and I last sat 5 years ago.
That's right.
At the show.
And I think he had maybe like just kind of recently joined or, you know, was only there maybe a year or two at that point. So,
you know, that I don't remember. I'd have to look that up. The 5 years in our industry feels like 10.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And that team has really grown. I mean, you know, they were big 5 years ago, of course, but it's grown.
Oh,
more.
Especially on the live side, too.
Yeah.
So absolutely. That's going to be an interesting one. And then that'll be followed by. I'll be sitting down with Matt Strauss, who's chairman of Direct-to-Consumer International for NBC Universal. And interesting, I last sat with Matt 5 years ago, too, when he was at Comcast on the X1 side. Mm. So some interesting conversations talking about what they're doing. Now, I know some listeners are going to ask, like, oh, does that mean, you know, we're going to get brand new updated Peacock numbers because the exclusive game on NFL wildcard? No, you're not.
No.
All right, they've already said, listen, we're not giving out updated numbers at the show. All right, we can't do that from a regulatory standpoint. So don't expect any new sub numbers. But we'll still have some really good information coming there. And then also some additional just other fireside chats that are taking place in presentations. So we've got Senior Director of Engineering from Disney Plus Hotstar coming and presenting how they're scaling for Cricket. That should be super interesting. I always find anything involving scaling important because we talk a lot about tech in this space, but the bottom line is, does it scale?
Does it scale? Yeah.
It's important. We also then have Ben Manning, who's a VP of Services Engineering over at SiriusXM, formerly of Disney Streaming Services. He's going to present how SiriusXM built out and launched their platform in less than a year from engineering side, which is super interesting, and building out microservices at scale. We've got Sinclair Broadcast Group and Eric Black from Edgio, which you'll be moderating this session. One.
Yeah,
talking about ATSC 3.0.
Yeah.
Really good to see that topic in the program.
It is. It is.
A couple of the roundtable panels we have. So Victoria over at Elicard, great moderator for me over the last couple of years. She does a great job of pulling together panels. So we've got Neil Roberts from Warner Bros. Discovery. We've got Sean McCarthy from Paramount Global. And we've got Carl Jalousy from ESL, the largest gaming company in the world, talking about the strategies you have to think of to streamline video workflow. So processing, packaging, playback, and delivery. So the nerds will want to go to that session for sure. That's a technical one. We've got a case study from the NFL with Theo Technologies. So that'll be super interesting, specifically talking to NFL Plus. On the FAST side, we've got a couple sessions around FAST where we have speakers from Zumo, Vivo, Samsung TV Plus, LG just came in as well on another session tied to FAST. Sinclair, that's another one. So we've got some great things around FAST. And then Mark, this session was just added. You've probably not seen it, but one of the things I wanted a whole session on is what is going on from a business investment standpoint in the streaming space? Money's
actually
hard to get right now.
I was just looking at this one. I was just reading it.
It's interesting.
It, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. Really, so with interest rates being high, borrowing money is really hard to get right now.
Yeah.
Challenging year-over-year revenue growth for vendors. What is really the short and long-term outlook, not only for investors, PE, private equity, venture capitalists, but for companies themselves that are trying to either acquire companies or get the right type of multiple in the market to sell?
Yeah.
So that'll be an interesting one. Richard Glosser is going to moderate that, which is very interesting. He's with Oakland's De Silva and Phillips. So we've got Michelle Noon from Clearhaven Partners.
Yeah.
We've got the co-founder of Amagi.
Yeah.
And interesting to have them on that panel because they raised $100 million, I think it was about 18 months ago, 20 months ago, just for acquisitions. And they've already done two in the market.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have Scott Shapiro, who's EVP of Corporate Development and Strategy for Sinclair.
That's right.
So that should be a really interesting conversation. Now, on sports, of course, we have to talk sports. We've got a couple sports sessions, where we've got some great speakers talking about bundling, retention, the fragmentation in the market. Obviously that's always a big one.
Yeah.
You're also going to be doing a session on sports as well. So we've got two full sports sessions just tied to roundtable panels, plus all the case study presentations. And then a couple other sessions we have in here, personalization. What actually does personalization mean? How do you define it? How do you deploy it? So we've got some great speakers there, Globemint, Comcast, Plex. Chris Willard's going to moderate that, which is great. And then thinking about a couple other sessions on day one that I'm personally super interested in seeing is one of them is talking about how, let's just call it reimagining video transport. So for as long as we've known, really, satellite has been the primary mode of delivering broadcast television to affiliate stations.
Yeah.
So Oracle, along with the CPO and CTO of Encompass, Scott Rose and Luke Wheeler, are going to talk about what is the state of IP delivery today and how it's capable of reaching thousands of cable and MVPD headends without the need for a spacecraft. So I thought that's a really interesting one we haven't heard about in quite a while. I'm also going to be doing, Mark, a topic you and I love to talk about, which is the content delivery market. I'm going to be doing a fireside chat with CDN77, who recently put out some financial numbers on their business. And we're going to talk about what are the challenges facing customers, but also vendors, which is really important. Also, Jonathan Hurd, a partner over at Altman Solon, great moderator who's been
he's a great moderator
for me since day one, probably. He's got a great session on combating churn with better packaging and distribution strategies. That should be extremely interesting.
That'll be really good. Yeah. And I know they've put a lot of effort into studying, you know, studying churn and helping people reduce it. So,
and a huge amount of data there. Also, the speakers are interesting. We've got some former VPs of technology, WWE, former EVP over at AMC Networks, Matthew from Cox Media Group. We got Matt Ross from Digital Eye. So great session there. And then I also added a presentation from IMAX.
So, I noticed that. And that's going to be a good
one. And here's why. So originally I was going to bring Apple Vision Pro headset and I was going to do a session on it. But then I realized, how do you do that? I can't have everyone try on a headset in 30 minutes.
You're going to stand up on stage with everybody looking at you.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this is kind of weird. Also, for anybody where your LinkedIn profile, your photo is you're wearing an Apple Vision Pro, just come on, guys, right?
Yeah, come on.
Just, why don't you just write nerd in there? All right, come on. But IMAX is going to have a ridiculous setup on the show floor where they're going to have a dark room. And they're going to have sets of Apple Vision Pros that people can try on and come see and then compare quality. So if there's one booth you better check out, you better check out the IMAX booth. So they're going to do a little presentation, not with Vision Pros at the streaming summit, but also talking about what they're showing at the booth. Super, super interesting. There's also going to be a fireside chat that is going to take place with CEO Brightcove. So we have that in the program as well. And then Google Cloud is also doing a presentation, which is pretty interesting because they're talking AI-powered tokenization for media delivery. So how do you really protect content and safeguard it through the entire life cycle? And then also Diane Struttner, founder and CEO of DataZoom, who obviously moderates a lot for me and who I invested in her company as a seed investor. She's got a great session that is going to be talking about the complex business of CTV. So when it comes to ad measurement, metrics, cross-platform buying, man, that is a complicated topic.
Yes, it is.
Way more than I want to come up to speed on. So she's got an entire session since she's the ad nerd, data nerd on that. So she's got an entire roundtable panel on that kicking off day one as well. So that's really a roundup of what we've got going on. Now, Mark, a couple other things in the morning on day one. I'm going to do a 30-minute overview of just what's taking place in the industry, but I'm also going to highlight a couple things that I really think maybe some in the industry are not looking at closely enough. And my presentation is going to focus on three key themes, which I don't want to talk about now, but it's going to be very, very focused in the morning. And then on day two, I'm also going to kick off the show for 30 minutes talking about some of the latest news and viewership numbers. There's been a lot of numbers, viewership directly from the content owners as of late, especially tied to sports. So I think it's important that we highlight that. And then we mentioned this, Mark, on one of the podcasts, so I'm going to get this online by the time people hear this, but I'm going to do a show recap on day two from 4 to 5 p.m. last session. I'm going to talk about industries, drivers, and restraints. And I'm going to open it up for QA and give attendees answers based on reality, not fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
But I decided for 30 minutes of that time, I'm now going to switch it to what it takes to get a job in the industry or how to advance your career.
Mm.
So I offered up a free pass to anybody who has recently been laid off. About 24 people reached out from every sort of major content owner or broadcaster or OTT provider you can think of who took me up on the offer. And I find it interesting just how many people are struggling with really knowing what to put forth in terms of showcasing their skills and abilities, how they should do that. So we're going to talk about that in detail as well, which I think is...
That's good.
It's very important.
Yeah, very important.
Yeah, we've got to do that. And then also, don't forget, for anyone who doesn't know, we have a great happy hour Monday, 5 p.m. It's on the third floor outside on the balcony that overlooks Las Vegas. Really great view. Last year, we had over 600 attendees in a 90-minute window.
Yeah.
I expect even more this year. So the happy hour is the place to be Monday night, 5 to 6:30.
It absolutely is. I moved a cocktail party because of that happy hour. I said, we are not
competing. You moved another one?
Wow. We are not competing. We are not competing with Dan's happy hour. So.
I like it. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. We've got drinks and snacks thanks to Edgio, Fastly, IMAX, Oracle, Plex, Vimeo, Visima. We've got some great sponsors that have come into that as well. And then a couple of sort of final announcements here, just so people know, we are not streaming this live. I get that question. And I get the question all the time too. Like, you're streaming Summit. How do you not stream this live? Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I get it initially, but what you have to understand is, and most don't, is the logistics many times inside venues.
Yeah.
When it comes to what you have to pay to get connectivity, or there's a union rule or whatever it may be, is... so high that it keeps you from actually being able to provide live streaming. So just a live stream out of the venue, if we add in connectivity and whatnot, is about $20,000.
Yes.
Over 2 days.
Yep.
$20,000. So it doesn't make sense. However, thanks to Mobion, who we use every year to cover all of our shows, Mobion is covering all the sessions, are recording them on demand. They will be available for free at nabstreamingsummit.com. No ads, no login like we do every year. You can see previous years. Thanks to Kaltura, they provide the platform for us for free. And we also make all the videos available for download. We basically do the opposite of what everyone else does when it comes to like restricting the video usage.
Yeah.
Do whatever you like, as long
make
as you don't
available.
Sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. and then also, for those that don't know, I'll be covering, along with a small team, all of the sessions on LinkedIn during the 2 days. So if you follow me on LinkedIn, I'll be putting up photos of sessions, some things people said, quick little interviews, some data people gave out. We'll cover as much as we can. And I don't want to call it real time because you're writing up a LinkedIn post that maybe is 30 minutes old, but it's near real time.
Yeah.
So just follow me on LinkedIn. You're going to get all kinds of good information during the show.
Yeah, the team always does. I mean, I'm blown away at how good a job they do covering, because it's really hard, you know, when you're sitting through session after session and, you know, trying to pull out, you know, key points and post interesting, you know, things and good pictures, et cetera. So,
yeah, it's a lot of work. Job.
Yeah.
It's the other thing, people may not know is I try and prep beforehand, where I'll actually reach out to speakers and say, hey, you're going to be talking to this in a few days. Give me a quote now, or think about something unique you want us to push out. Maybe you have new data you're going to be sharing, which many times people do. So we try and prep some of that beforehand as well. Mm-hmm. But I have a great crew there. We're prepped or ready to go. We're going to be there Sunday, day before, setting up, making sure everything's good to go. At this point, everything under our control is looking really good.
That's right.
Things we can't control, like food in the venue and everything else. Your hotel has a problem. Sorry. Like, I can't help you with that.
I can't help you there.
I do get some of those requests, but we're super excited. We're looking forward to it. And then just finally, for anyone who may not know, I did announce this after the last New York show, but I've decided not to do a streaming summit in New York City anymore going forward. So after having a 4-year hiatus, thanks to COVID, bringing the streaming summit back with the NAB show in New York last October, I just don't think New York City at the Javits is the right place for the streaming summit. The complexity of putting it on there, people would not believe the cost if I were to break out some of these numbers for them in New York City at the Javits. So the NAB will still be having their show in New York at the Javits, but I will be focusing on, with the NAB, one show a year in Vegas, growing it organically. As you can see, we added an AI track this year. I expect next year we'll add another track as well, tied to, maybe it'll just be tied to live, maybe advertising, we'll see. But there will be no New York City streaming summit show. Mm. Vegas is going to be the one. That's my main focus. Mm-hmm. So that's a quick wrap up of what we've got. If anybody has any questions, you can go to nabstreamingsummit.com. That is the landing page, which gives you registration, all the information you need to know. If you want to go right to the program and see all the speakers and the lineup, you can go to nebshow.com/streaming. And if anybody would like a discount code for the streaming summit, reach out to me directly, dan@danraber.com. Hit me up on LinkedIn. My cell phone number is on LinkedIn if you want to text me as well. I am as easy to get a hold of as possible. People have been reaching out for discount codes, which is great. Mark's there doing a couple sessions. So we'll have some great content in person. We'll have some content online. We'll have some great content afterwards as well. But if anybody's any questions, let me know. And we look forward to seeing you there. And if you need also a discount code, because you're going to have multiple people coming from your company, also let me know about that as well. There is a special code for that if you're bringing 3 or more people. I'm trying to make this as easy and as affordable to everybody. But any questions at any time, please let me know. Otherwise, we look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks at the NAB Show Streaming Summit.
If you enjoyed the show, send it to a friend. Have questions for Dan or Mark? Connect with them on LinkedIn at any time. And be sure to check out Dan's blog at streamingmediablog.com.